A treasure trove of 230 classic cars have been found, and they're going to auction. No TikTok for you, Montana. Big banks are doing just fine, thank you very much. The former Fox News producer just upped her legal case against her old boss. We'll share why. More retail layoffs to share with you. This time, the largest bridal chain says it's cutting thousands of jobs. Speaking of retail, the consumer retail sales numbers are out, and they were not so hot. We've got the Wall Street Report, and what large cities have a major unemployment problem, and which U.S. cities are doing pretty well. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend some time with us and learn more about some of the big business news stories of the day. Hey, you want to find us on Twitter? We're there, at @IOB_NewsHour. It was an amazing discovery. Some 230 classic cars have been found in warehouses in the Netherlands, and they'll be auctioned off on May 19. The cars, according to CNN, are believed to be worth millions of dollars and belong to businessman Ald Palmen, 82, who started collecting the cars some 40 years ago. That's according to auction organizers. Now, due to Palmen's reported ailing health, he could no longer keep the vehicles, and they were recently purchased by Gallery Aldering, a motor vehicle dealer run by Nico and Nick Aldering, for an undisclosed amount. It's believed that Palmen has a deep appreciation for cars rather than a fondness for certain brands. Many of the models, including Maseratis, Jaguars, Aston Martins, and BMWs, are in pristine condition. That auction on May 19 is happening. And you want to take a peek at these cars? It's really pretty cool. Head to www.aldering.com. That's AALDERING.com. And click on the gallery. One word. Wow. Well, if you're a social media influencer and you were counting on impacting folks with TikTok in Montana, sorry, you're out of luck. The state legislature, on a 54-43 vote, has kicked the social media platform out of the state. If the bill is signed by Montana Governor Greg Glanford, the app will no longer be allowed in the state. The legislation specifically names TikTok as a target of the bill and outlines potential penalties of $10,000 per violation per day. The penalties would also apply to any app store found to have violated the law. Individual users of TikTok, meanwhile, would not be penalized for accessing the social media platform. However, this may not be the end. Legal challenges are sure to come. So there's that to chew on. While some smaller banks have had a rough go, the nation's largest banks are doing just fine. The nation's biggest banks reported bumper first quarter earnings on Friday. J.P. Morgan Chase clocked a $12.6 billion profit in the first 3 months of this year. That's a 52% jump year on year. Citigroup saw its profits leap by 7% to $4.6 billion. Get this, Wells Fargo was up by 32% to $5 billion. Rising interest rates have helped drive the surge, with big banks charging more for their loans. Some top lenders have also benefited from a rise in depositors as nervous customers moved money out of smaller banks. Wall Street crumbled today, but it could have been worse. Those numbers are coming at you in just a bit. More trouble for Fox News, as the former producer, who claims the right-wing network pressured her to give false testimony, escalated her own lawsuit against the company, adding CEO Suzanne Scott as a defendant and accusing Fox's lawyers of deleting messages from her phone. CNN is reporting that Abby Grossberg claimed Fox lawyers bullied her into protecting the network and its on-air personalities in her deposition for the Dominion Voting Systems case. Grossberg now accuses Scott of being complicit in the alleged coercion, according to her amended lawsuit. For the second time in 5 years, it looks like David's Bridal will be filing bankruptcy, and the company said it's laying off over 9,200 workers. CNN is reporting the layoffs are taking place now and should end sometime in August. David's Bridal told CNN Business that the company is evaluating their strategic options and a sale process is underway. It also said all of its stores currently remain open. The pandemic put a hole in bridal sales, and the company, which has some 300 stores nationwide, believed demand would come roaring back. But that may not have been the case. Staying with retail for just a moment, on Friday, the March retail sales numbers came out, and they show that American consumers have started to pull back on their spending. Reuters is reporting that U.S. retail sales fell more than expected last month. Retail sales dropped by 1% last month, the Commerce Department said. Data for February was revised up to show retail sales falling by 0.2% instead of 0.4% as previously reported. Economists polled by Reuters had forecast sales slipping by 0.4%. They increased to 2.9% year-on-year in March, but that retail sales drop of 1% last month is huge. But still, the labor market remains strong and wages have seen an upward bounce. Yet, reports like this tend to make investors and the general public nervous and create more than the usual talk of an impending recession. Well, that bit of news, as well as some lackluster earnings reports, was enough to send Wall Street into a panic. The Dow had been down by as much as 266 points during the Friday trade, only to crawl back a bit and end the week off by 143 points to close at 33,886. The NASDAQ fell by 42 points to end the session at 12,123, and the S&P 500 was off by 8 points to close the week at 4,137. Even with the drop, the Dow notched a fourth straight winning week. Oil on Friday picked up 36 cents to finish at $82.52 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with what large cities in the U.S. have lousy unemployment numbers and which cities are doing pretty well. As we've reported several times at 3.5%, the national unemployment rate is close to a decades-long low. But because national data can obscure some disparities between one location and another, a new analysis by Axios zooms in on the unemployment rate in cities with populations of 1 million people or more. Based on local-level data from the Labor Department, the analysis found that the unemployment rate in American cities ranges from 2.2% at the lowest to 5.7% at the highest. Cities with the lowest levels of unemployment include Miami at 2.2%, Minneapolis 2.4%, Tampa Bay, Florida 2.5%, Indianapolis, Indiana 2.6%, and Orlando, Florida 2.6%. Meanwhile, unemployment is highest in Las Vegas at 5.7%, Chicago, 4.4%, Los Angeles, 4.3%, Houston, 4.3%, and in Cleveland at 4.2%. And now you know. And that's a wrap. We will be checking you out on Sunday, noon Central, for Insight on Business, the News Hour, Week in Review, and only on News Talk 1540 KXEL. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Yes, we will see you Sunday. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.